day three, Windy City Smokeout. It's hot as hell outside, which is why we're inside in the comfort of the air condition of Kane Brown's bus. What up, brother?
What's up, man?
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
So I heard something. Tell me if I'm wrong. You're a bit of a gamer.
Oh,
video
yeah.
gamer?
Two Xboxes right there.
Okay, two Xboxes over there outside the camera angle. So can you help me? So my son's 10. He likes to watch videos of other people playing Minecraft, not him playing, other people. How do I solve this problem and say, why don't you want to play by yourself? It's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's learning how to beat the game, how to be better.
Okay.
It's like streaming. I know it sounds weird, but there's a lot of streamers, yeah.
He's a very smart 10-year-old, okay? And the first time we discovered this on YouTube, he's like, it's time for the video to be done. He's like, all right, hold on, it's got 2 minutes to go. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, no, it's just got two more minutes. What I discover is that it's a continual loop. It never ends.
Oh, I don't know about those.
Well, congratulations on all the artistry. I mean, your music, we love it so much. And the first three songs went all the way to number one and Lose It. I mean, there's just something infectious about your music. Have you heard that before? Where it just gets people to want to be with their friends, community, summertime. What is it?
I don't know. but thank you. I don't know, man. I've just been putting out music that I listen to my music a lot whenever before I put it out, just to see if I was at a party or if people are going to play it or are they going to be like, turn that off or, you know, just stuff like that. So I don't know.
Maybe you ever been in a house party when your song comes on, you go ahead and keep dancing to it, act like
it's like one of the most annoying things is when
you're like, that's me.
Yeah, well, usually like people listen to your music, but for us, we play it every day,
right?
And it's like constant. So like when I'm at a party or if I go to a bar or something, somebody sees me walk in and there's a jukebox, I always play one of my songs. It's usually one of the songs I hate the most.
Okay, are you paying attention to this? He just said when he goes into a bar and he's smiling about it, he's the guy who puts his own music and one of the songs that he hates the worst on.
No.
That's amazing.
FGL did that to me when I first went out with him.
Yeah.
We were at a bowling alley and they played my music and then tried to say that I put it on. Like, you put that on, didn't you? I was like, No.
You're like, I don't have any cash on me. I don't have a credit card on me. This is not me.
Yeah.
That's a great tip. Well, congratulations on your engagement as well.
Thank you.
I've been married 17 years, and I remember my marriage and then in my wedding, that I was not allowed to do anything but show up and say, yes, I like everything you did. How is that working out for you? Are you allowed to pick the colors? Did you get to pick a venue? Or are you just saying, baby, I love you, take care of it, and I'll see you when you tell me to be there on that day?
That's literally exactly what I told her. I picked the food, though.
Okay, what's the food?
Well, she's a health freak, so she went with like salmon and like a bunch of salads and
fish is great. Okay, that was like Kane getting really angry right there.
And so I picked like your fried chicken, macaroni.
Yes,
my stuff's gonna be gone before hers. Well,
you're a melding of two families, right?
You
put it all together. That's it. So our last question we've been asking all of our festival people this summer for US 99. You have your cell phone on you, by the way.
I do.
Can you tell us what your Uber rating is?
I think my Uber rating is a 4.97.
Okay, how do they know this? I asked the first question someone asked me and I didn't know how to find it, and then now so he's opening the app, he's gonna click in the upper left hand corner. Both of his guys off the camera are also checking because we're gonna compare.
Man. I think it went down.
Okay, what's your rating? Read it out loud.
4.89.
4.89. Okay.
What's yours?
Gentlemen off camera, 4.77. That's awful. Matt always is the winner.
My friends, though.
Does that stress you out that your score is lower than you think it should
be? Yeah, because I always give 5 stars, so I don't know.
Do you tip? Do you show up on time?
I always tip.
Do you make them wait?
That's probably where it gets
me. Do you wear deodorant?
Is.
These are all tips that we heard this summer about how the Uber people give you higher ratings.
It's probably my friends because we use it to go out on Broadway in Nashville a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I have one friend named Ben.
Then you got to stop paying for your bad friends.
Yeah.
Make their Uber rating go down.
I know. I don't know.
All right. We've learned a lot today, which is what I love, having conversation with Kane Brown, because you never know where it's going to go. Day 3, Windy City Smokeout. He's on stage at 5 o'clock. We love you at US 99.
Love y'all, man.
Peace.